Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Donald Trump walked into the UFC fight last night to endless applause, especially since he won the presidency. But despite that, he walked in with the dumbest group of people you could possibly imagine. He was surrounded by Kid Rock, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, Elon Musk. I could not design a group of people this dumb and obnoxious and annoying if you gave me 10 years in a laboratory. And the funny thing is, the star of the night, Charles Oliveira, ended up snubbing Donald Trump and Elon Musk, walking right past them. And I know for a fact this hurt Elon Musk's fragile little ego. So I'd like to talk about that. I'd like to talk about Trump's influence on the culture and where we go from here. And I'd also like to talk about the insane double standards at play with Donald Trump and Elon Musk, because MAGA, they're in a honeymoon period right now. Everything is amazing for MAGA, but give it 6 months and they're not going to like the idea of tariffs on all imports. They're not going to like the idea of deporting the people who work at these manufacturing plants, and I think they're going to start to get a little bit disillusioned with the richest man in the world pulling the strings behind the scenes. So let's break all of that down. Make sure you drop a like and double check to make sure you're subscribed below. I'd like to start by running you guys through a quick little thought experiment before we dig into this video. Could you imagine if after President Biden became the president-elect about 4 years ago, or 4 years ago exactly, he was walking around with Bill Gates everywhere? He walked into certain events just surrounded by Bill Gates, always talking to Bill Gates. In fact, Bill Gates was able to choose who goes on President Biden's cabinet, and we can even take it a step further. Bill Gates has access to phone calls with world leaders because President Biden puts him on the phone. Could you imagine how the right would lose their minds? I mean, their heads would explode if these two ever even sat together in public and talked politics. They would say it's proof of the deep state, yet Elon Musk is able to just stand with Trump at every UFC event. And even beyond that, Elon Musk has been at Mar-a-Lago for the past week. These people are the deep state. And the double standards just drive me crazy because Elon Musk owns X, and I couldn't even imagine a reality where Bill Gates bought the largest social media platform, used it to influence the election, then walked around with the president-elect openly. It's open corruption, yet the media ecosystem is so flipped on its head, but that's why we're here. Look at this, POV. Walking by the cool kids table, I'm assuming this is on Trump Force One. Is that RFK Jr. eating McDonald's and a Diet Coke? Am I losing my mind here, or is that RFK Jr. with a, and that's not even a Diet Coke, that's a normal Coke next to him. I think that's even worse. And he has McDonald's. I mean, this is not the cool kids table. Elon Musk is the richest man in the world, and he's somehow still one of the least cool people I've ever seen. So I guarantee nobody at this table, I'm not even going to say anything about RFK Jr. or Don Jr. They just speak for themselves. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, I actually think he's probably an intelligent guy behind the scenes, but he's just a MAGA sycophant, a spineless person. And honestly, Trump's love of fast food may be one of the only endearing qualities of him. Everything else about him is repulsive, but the fact that he's always eating fast food may be one of his most humane qualities, if there are any fast food lovers out there. But again, the honeymoon period is not going to last long. I've said multiple times, will Elon Musk last 5 months? Maybe, possibly. Will he last 4 years? There's almost zero chance that the egos between Elon Musk and Donald Trump don't collide over the next 4 years. I mean, when they walked into UFC, Donald Trump soaked in all the applause, but a few days before, Elon Musk soaked in all the applause at an event in Washington, D.C., so they're basically trading egos, trying to see who can get more attention, and I feel like it's going to backfire in an absurd way. And really quickly, I think we can all agree that this year has been intense. I've been in college, I've been covering Trump rallies on the ground, and we've all been locked into politics. So as we head into the holiday season, I've been looking for new ways to relax. And if you're in the same boat, let me introduce you to Via Premium Hemp. Via Premium Hemp products have changed my day-to-day life. And after the campaign season ended, I've been having an easier time relaxing, an easier time falling asleep, and that is due to Via Hemp's amazing CBD gummies, which are perfect for unwinding after a long day. You can get THC gummies, THC-free gummies, pure CBD gummies, gummies with a wide variety of strengths and effects. So trust me, there is something for everybody. They're also well known for their THC flower, grown indoors in state-of-the-art facilities to bring out natural aroma and flavor. It's the perfect way to relax when things get hectic, and the best part is, Viya is fully legal to ship. It ships right to your door, completely legally, with discreet packaging, no medical card needed. So whether you're looking for a little holiday calm, or just a break from the constant grind of your job, or you want to tune out of politics, because trust me, you need to tune out sometimes. I get it. Viya has you covered with high-quality, lab-tested products made from American hemp. Trust me, if you're 21 or over, it's worth it. Go check it out. Use code BLUEHEART, the code on the screen right now, for 15% off. And check out the link to Viya's website in our description below. That is code BLUEHEART for 15% off. The link is in the description below. And after a year like this, a little bit of relaxation is exactly what we all deserve. So enjoy the holidays and let Viya bring you the calm you've earned. Thank you guys, and thanks to Viya for helping make this video possible. And this brings us on to the main story. So Charles Oliveira took a massive victory in the ring, and he went to do his victory lap, and he ended up walking right past Donald Trump and Elon Musk, presumably on purpose. Now, Oliveira is a Brazilian fighter. He's got a really, really interesting backstory that we won't go into in this video, but I do think he purposefully walked past Elon Musk and Donald Trump. And just for some context, they were acting so cringe all night. Elon Musk tweeted out while sitting there, "I'm watching myself watching this." And it's just Elon Musk tweeting away. You can see him laugh. Why is he laughing like that? This is how the dude laughs? It seems like a fake laugh. And then he reposts that and somehow gets 500,000 likes. We are so cooked. We have a massive media ecosystem to fight against. Here is someone tweeted out, "Elon Musk wore glasses at the UFC event today." And it's just a video of Elon Musk putting on glasses. People were just recording. Why does Trump look so mad? He's mean mugging in this right here. And then Elon Musk retweeted that. And literally right before the event, he was tweeting stuff about Zelensky. Zelensky said, "We are an independent country. The U.S. can't force us to sit and listen at the negotiating table." And Elon Musk said, "His sense of humor is amazing." So Zelensky's saying, "Hey, we want to be a sovereign country. We want to fight for ourselves." And Elon Musk's response is, "His sense of humor is amazing. Just a disgusting human being. And I'm glad that Oliveira snubbed them." Take a look.
Fire. What an excellent fight.
Duke Ross.
Fantastic, Oliveira. Brother.
Doing his victory lap, giving hugs.
As beloved as any fighter in the game, sharing a moment.
Oh, look at that. Give me a hug.
Walks right past. He's not messing with that. Let me play it one more time, and I want you to watch. Trump's face is looking up at Oliveira very expectantly. He's expecting something.
Duke Ross.
Fantastic, Oliveira. Brother.
As beloved as any fighter in the game, sharing a moment.
Look at
watch
that.
Now. Walks right past, and I'm assuming Elon Musk's face was how it looks at the beginning of this. Look at, he's shrugging. He's like, what happened there? We just got snubbed.
Loved as any fighter in the game, sharing a moment.
Look at that. Give me a hug.
And then Joe Rogan doesn't say anything. He walks right past Donald Trump and Elon Musk and the clown car. I mean, you can see even behind them, I don't know if you can see it in this video, but RFK Jr. was standing right next to them. Tulsi Gabbard was standing right next to them. I think you can see Vivek right there. I mean, they had the whole MAGA squad. Oh, you can see RFK all the way to the left. And Tulsi Gabbard right here. Okay, so the whole MAGA squad was there. And then they look kind of offended too. Tulsi Gabbard literally mouths something like, what the hell? He just walked past. Meanwhile, Elon Musk is tweeting this out. A picture of RFK, the left. RFK Jr.'s too anti-science, also the left. And it's an emoji of a pregnant man. I mean, that's probably why Charles Oliveira walked past you. But even with that being said, the fact that there's a whole building just absolutely sucking up to Donald Trump and Elon Musk is scary. I honestly think that UFC is a great cultural event. It's a cool sport. But the fact that the crowd has become inseparable from this Twitter crowd that also praises Elon Musk all the time is kind of sad. And, you know, Trump loves this culture. But that's fine. Over the next 4 years, we're going to continue to push back against the relentless lies of people like Elon Musk, people like Donald Trump. Elon owns a whole media infrastructure to spread whatever lie he wants and boost that in the algorithm. He can change minds, and that's why he bought Twitter in the first place. So, we'll continue to push back. If you enjoyed this video, drop a like, subscribe. Have a great rest of your day, and peace out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.